Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Plenty more Washington Football Team Stadium talk to come. Phone lines are packed. We're coming to you next. Right now, I got to hit the BetQL guest line and talk to our friend, Odyssey Fantasy Football Insider, Josh Norris. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights that sportsbooks don't want you to see. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Josh on the Underdog Football Show, available on YouTube and wherever you find your podcasts. Mr. Norris, what's up, dude? How are you?
I'm wonderful. Just four games to prepare for this weekend.
Man.
Life is good.
Why, come on, man. We should have get six more games this weekend, Josh.
You want to expand the playoffs that much more?
No, I'm just joking. You know, I don't think they should have had that many last weekend. I think you got to earn this opportunity.
Yeah, I mean.
I like Super Wild Card Weekend. I'll go on record.
I like
we had one more Ben Roethlisberger performance. That almost ruined the weekend for me. So
that was terrible, and we were robbed of seeing Justin Herbert in a playoff game.
Oh, yeah.
But we were robbed by his own dumbass coach who just continues to make bonehead decisions in the name of analytics.
If he keeps doing
not
that,
a fan. Stuff, not a fan of Brandon Staley on this show.
No.
No, I'm just saying he does stupid stuff.
Fourth and one from your own 18,
Norris?
Do you
think if he keeps doing those things, like going for fourth down five times, only getting one, then – if he didn't call a timeout, I think they were going to let the game be a tie.
The dude said it.
Those type of things is going to get him fired if he doesn't hurry up and get to a AFC championship game.
I don't know if we can have like a full fourth down conversion conversation here. I've kind of been tracking it, and I want to actually go back to week one and go through this with all the winning teams each and every week. I've only been doing it since week 16, but – in that span of time, you know, you've seen teams convert 76% of the time, let's say winning teams, then 66% of the time in week 18, that followed up here in the first round of the playoffs. To me, it's going to become more and more and more of a major point for these teams and a talking point as we go forward. Like early on, you know, with Jim Harbaugh, whoever, John Harbaugh, the Ravens coach, we talked about like the going for two in certain scenarios, and that kind of took over some radio and television conversations. The fourth down conversion stuff and attempts is much, much greater. And to me, like, I wonder how it's going to shape rosters if teams go and do it more often, because do you have to have a bigger back or offensive lineman that you can trust in that fourth and one, fourth and inches scenario more so than the small, speedier players that, you know, the league trended towards over the last decade? That's just one thought.
That's
interesting. It's a bit of a tangent.
So here's the thing, though. I'm not anti fourth downs. I'm not anti more analytics in
football.
But
not everyone.
But I think Kyle Shanahan should have gone for it on fourth and short from midfield with 2.5 minutes left in that playoff game and just end it. End the game with your offense on the field. But Staley's overly aggressive, and it's almost like
it's in his DNA.
Right, but it's a problem for them. I go back to the Chiefs game where he didn't take the points just before halftime. I think that was a mistake. And then the fourth and one in that Sunday Night Football game was clearly a mistake. You're inside your own 20, dude. Like,
there are other games, too, against the Cleveland Browns earlier this season. I think they went 5 or 6 or 6 or 6. On fourth down, that was a high scoring contest. And like, it's tough. I really do believe that people who just go by the numbers are wrong here, right? Like,
yeah,
just
totally.
What the sheet says is totally wrong, because I do think some personal feel or understanding of the context of the game is all there. Now, who even said he went by the sheet with that fourth and one inside the 20? We don't know, right?
I don't think if analytics...
The sheet can't tell you to go for
if
that.
If analytics tell you to do that, then you should stop paying attention to them.
Right. So, and I think here also with Brandon Staley, this is a coach who is incredibly new to the NFL. You know, like he just was at John Carroll University just a couple of years ago.
Right.
Spent, you know, time under Vic Fangio, was just a defensive coordinator for 1 year. So I think he is, you know, getting his feet under him and understanding when it is appropriate to be like this risky when going for it in fourth downs. Obviously, this first season, he was the most aggressive in the NFL, and I think it'll balance it out. But I love the mentality. I really do.
I love the mentality.
I'm an attack success guy. I get that. My favorite person in DC sports anyway is Mike Rizzo, right? He's built a sustainable winner, winning culture, everything. And he embraces analytics, but he's also willing to turn that off and just go with his gut at the right times. And I think that's the key, is you need all the information. You have to acquire as much information as possible and use it to frame your worldview, but you've also got to be willing to rely on your instincts at times.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's totally fair.
So that was a fun discussion. Let's get into the games specifically this week. We are talking with Josh Norris from Underdog Fantasy. You can follow him on Twitter at Josh Norris. What is your favorite game this week and why?
Oh, man. I mean, 49ers-Packers really interests me. I think the 49ers have a legit shot here. Mm. Legit shot. I went back and watched that game in week three against these two teams. The Packers went up 17-0. Jimmy Garoppolo had an awful, awful first quarter performance, which is kind of a bit counter to what we just saw with, you know, the fourth quarter implosion that he gave us this past weekend. Maybe, you know, that's what we should all expect here with Jimmy G, is like one quarter, he either helps you early on with a bunch of third down conversions, but at some point he is going to give the other team opportunities that they can take advantage of. Now, the 49ers were very different in that week three performance. Like Brandon Ayuk wasn't a major focal point of that game. Eli Mitchell didn't play at all. And Deebo Samuel was not, you know, an asset in the running game like he is now on these crack tosses and, you know, cutback runs and everything of the sort. The Packers are awesome. Now, they do have a really, really quick passing game. But then once Aaron Rodgers recognizes, oh, I have a single high safety, I'm going deep to Alan Lazard out of a slot fade, or I'm going to hit this deep post after, you know, my offensive line gives me a little extra protection when it's one-on-one with the safety. Like, he picks and places his deep shots down the field amazingly well. And obviously, you always have the Devontae Adams factor. And then plus, this game is in, you know, Green Bay, where the weather, if we want to walk down Narrative Street with the running game that they have of Aaron Jones and especially A.J. Dillon, there's so many layers to this with a bunch of the Packers players coming off injury too, that I could see it going in either direction.
I ask you this question. Which underdog you think has the best chance of knocking off the big dogs?
Yeah, I probably would have said the 49ers, even though that is the largest spread of the weekend at 6. But let's talk about the Rams and the Bucks, because that's fascinating to me too. Like, Matthew Stafford faced a blitz on a league low 17% of the snaps this season. No one wanted to blitz him because once they did, he torched them. But guess what? You know, the Arizona Cardinals did last week. They blitzed him at a season high rate of 50% of the time. And you know this, B. Mitch, Todd Bowles, when he gets an advantageous matchup, he wants to send some people. Like last week against the Eagles, he blitzed 40% of his dropbacks. So the Rams this year have gone through some major transitions, right? Major transitions. Like, you open the season with Daryl Henderson and his burst. You have Robert Woods and how he blocks like a tight end in some packages and some personnel groupings. Woods is gone. Then you pivot over to Sony Michel, who is a power runner. Now you get Cam Akers back, who, I mean, the recovery that he has made is incredible.
Yeah.
And he has the combination of speed, of burst, and aggression, like how he finishes runs. It's the combination of Hendo and Sony Michel. And then the X factor in all of this, to be honest with you, is Odell Beckham. Like, you split halfway through the year his time with the Browns versus his time with the Rams. It was almost the exact same receptions and receiving yards. The difference was 5 or 6 touchdowns that he was scoring. And they all basically have come with inside the 10-yard line and on end zone targets. So, like, defenses are able to bracket Cooper Kupp in the end zone in that situation. Tyler Higbee has been one of the least efficient inside the 10-yard line tight ends in the league. And now you have Odell, and you guys know this dating back to his days with the Giants. Almost no wide receiver was winning more frequently as a small wide receiver and big wide receiver. Like, he can go up and get the fade. He can go up and get, you know, separation in short areas as well. That has been such a huge boost for the Rams inside the 20-yard line.
Talking with Josh Norris here from Underdog Fantasy. We haven't talked about Chiefs-Bills, which I think is kind of the biggest heavyweight of all these.
Oh, yeah.
That, I mean, it feels the biggest of all the games. I like the Bills in this one. Maybe I'm nuts. I recognize they got to go into Arrowhead and how difficult that can be. What do you think about that game?
Yeah, I mean, it's a 2.5-point spread. That's what we have right now. What I absolutely love is here we are in the divisional round, and we're seeing a game with a total of 54.5 points. I mean, just, it's going to be a fireworks show, hopefully, and, you know, it's the weekend capper. We all know, and we've all talked about it, the performance that Josh Allen put out last week, I mean, it was perfect. It was truly perfect. They got every single yard that they possibly could have in that game. No field goals, no punts, no turnover on downs, no turnovers. In fact, that's two straight games against a Bill Belichick-led defense that the Bills offense and Josh Allen has not had to punt. Crazy stuff. And, like, to take it one step further, on throws of beyond 10 yards down the field, Josh Allen was 10 for...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
10 for 239 yards and 4 touchdowns. This was not in a dome. This was outside in 5-degree weather. I mean, it's so fascinating to me, JP. You tracked, you know, NFL draft stuff for years. If we, like, could eliminate people's pre-draft perception, early career even perception, because he's made huge leaps with his development, I wouldn't be shocked. Like, if you just watched the last two seasons of Josh Allen, if you don't have him among the top three or top four quarterbacks in the league, because while the roller coaster definitely does happen, we got at points this year when he's on, when the high variance is hitting, no one is better. And it even goes back to the rushing attack too, because that's like the real difference maker, the real X factor that a lot of these other teams can't replicate.
See, that's the thing that bothers me about Josh, is that he had a damn near perfect game last week.
Right.
And to see that happen in consecutive weeks at the playoff level, that would make me shy away from expecting it again.
If he does it again this week at Arrowhead,
he'll be great.
I mean,
but that's what I'm saying. That's a hell of a if, because you don't often see that.
Sure.
And we don't see that normally with him in his play. Like Josh just said, when he's on, he's on. When he's off, he can be way off.
Yeah. The accuracy can be wild at times. Last one, Titans-Bengals. Joe Burrow kind of had his playoff coming out party, like, hello, all of you, the United States. I'm the dude. Can they keep it going?
So the Titans this season, low-key, have had one of the best pass-rushing units in the league. I mean, Harold Landry, Bud Dupree, DeNico Autry, Simmons, like, they are able to get after it.
I think and I read somewhere that they had four dudes with eight sacks or more. That's crazy production.
Yeah, and no one's talking about that, really. And when you consider where the Bengals are this season, they've also been in transition. Like, early on, I don't know if it was because of Joe Burrow's knee injury, but they were really tentative. Like, they weren't using and utilizing Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, C.J. Uzomah as much as they could have been. Now that's transformed in the last few weeks, and they are putting everything on Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase's shoulders, even if it's not like a Ravens defense that loves to run cover one or cover three or however you want to talk about with the Raiders too. Like, that outlines pre-snap reads that you can test down the field. This past weekend, that really wasn't the case, and still they were allowing their best players to have the best success. And when you consider that Max Crosby was winning, right? Yannick Ngakoue was winning. Mm-hmm. That's when, like, defenses that are built on two great pass rushers, it can be difficult, because if you have a talented and really smart quarterback and a good offense with good skill position players, you can get the ball out of your hands super, super quickly. Like, first and second down, I believe his time to throw was around 2.2 seconds. Like, you can't get home in that scenario, and they can't win every single snap. So Joe Burrow right now is playing another level. He's hyper, hyper efficient, incredibly smart at understanding his hot route. So I'm really fascinated to see what the Titans defense is able to do there. And their offense too is so much healthier than it's been, you know, all season long.
What about Derrick Henry coming back? You think he's going to hit the ground running? Do you think they'll be trying to force it? How do you see that all kind of working out?
Well, so the Titans have actually been incredibly productive running the football even without him. And it's because their offensive line is much better at run blocking than in pass protection. I mean, I think that Derrick Henry, obviously on the field, is a difference maker, because he can, you know, force more missed tackles. He can create longer runs than like a Deonte Foreman or a Dontre Hilliard or whoever else you want to say. The big difference for this team, I mean, and look, when you look back on it, they went through a stretch of, what, six games against the Bills, Chiefs, Colts, Rams, and Saints. They won all of those. All five of those games, they were all against teams with winning records. Some of those, you know, Derrick Henry was a monster. Some of those, A.J. Brown was in there. Some of those, like, Ryan Tannehill had to carry this team. I don't know. Mike Vrabel, to me, he's one of these coaches who, if he's an underdog, if they don't expect him, against the spread, he's incredible. And straight up, he's incredible as well. I know they're favored here by 3.5 points. I'm just amazed that, like, this is the team that we are getting here, and I hope Derrick Henry has like a Cam Akers-like performance, because the Titans are super frisky if that's the case.
I think, like you said, they won without him. It's funny how good he is, but he can throw off their rhythm coming back at this time. That happens sometimes.
If they try to force it and it's not there,
they come in and they just all of a sudden go to him when they had to lean on other people at a time. They were feeling that the whole team had to play. Derrick comes back. Oh, we got Derrick. We're going to just give him the ball. That could throw off their rhythm completely.
So, B-Mitch, I think that there's a point to that. Like, they had a bad spot of the season against the Texans, the Patriots. They had back-to-back losses. They beat the Jaguars. They lost to the Steelers. So, 3 losses out of 4 games. You know, that's 3 of their 5 losses on the season. Mm-hmm. Then against the 49ers, when they won 20-17, remember they got A.J. Brown back. Yep. And A.J. Brown, in the middle of that second quarter, or even in the third quarter, took over and won that game for them. So I think that does help. Like, they have to have a huge performance here from A.J. Brown to me in order to come out victorious here. And so hopefully they understand, like, hey, we're having rushing success. Maybe just adding Derrick Henry's name on top of that and not, you know, trying to build the offense around him, which at points they have this year. Maybe that is a good point. Maybe that's the direction they do go in.
All right, Norris, I'm going to go put this parlay in this afternoon at MGM. I'm going money lines. I got Titans winning, yep. Packers winning, Rams winning, Bills winning. That's my final four. What do you think?
So you have the favorites.
I have the one seeds
Saturday.
Winning because I think the bye week matters. And then I got both road team upsets over the two seeds.
You know what? Bye weeks really do matter. Like, especially, and we don't have that much data on it with only one team having it so far. But just historically, like, teams that have bye weeks are so much more likely to get the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I don't mind that at all. Again, I think the 49ers and Packers game, I know that's the largest spread of the weekend, wouldn't be shocked. Wouldn't be shocked if that one goes in the opposite direction.
I agree there. I just think Rodgers has heard so much about how the Niners are his kryptonite and will respond. Although I worry about that Green Bay defense just getting slugged with that San Francisco and physicality game. And run game and George Kittle and Trent Williams and the way the receivers block. And that Packers defense, to me, I know there are some impressive totals this year and statistic-wise, but they don't seem tough to me. But I think Jimmy G having to win something late against Aaron Rodgers, I like Rodgers.
Yeah. How can you not, right? How can you not?
Last one, we'll let you run. You think Jimmy G could end up in Washington?
I think Jimmy G is going to be the quarterback that's number one on the list for teams that are like left on the outside looking in on the Russell Wilsons, the Derek Carrs of the world. That could be in Washington. That could be in Carolina. You know, teams that are just desperate to make a quarterback change. I think like he's absolutely going to be available because we've already heard it from Rap Sheet that they are, no matter what, backing. And who knows? This might change if they win the Super Bowl, but backing Trey Lance as their 2022 quarterback.
You spend that much, you got to start letting the kid play.
You have to do it.
Norris, we appreciate your time always, buddy.
See you guys.
Have a great weekend. That was Odyssey Fantasy Football Insider Josh Norris. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Josh on the Underdog Football Show, available on YouTube and wherever you find your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.